This next one is the first song on our new album.
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I'm C4.
And I'm Koba.
I played so much that game.
If it's got EA on it, I'm not going to buy it.
Headshot.
Okay, I don't even know what day it is.
Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I've listened to the show for this long. They know this, I don't give a fuck.
Ludicrous kill.
Okay, this is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 109. I am The Hypocrite.
And I am Captain Endgame.
And this is Games and More Entertainment Radio. The website is hwhq.com. You can email us at c4.gameradio@gmail.com. And you can join us on IRC at irc.oftc.net. The channel is Gamer. And stuff. This is going to be a very bizarre show, hence our weird intro, because I did not foresee this coming at all, and particularly the landslide of shit I'm going to get for it later on, but there is a real explanation for this and everything, but we'll get to all that later. Right. We'll get to the hooting and hollering and name-calling a little bit later. I'm still a little sore from the raping I got on IRC over this, but in any case, we are going to go ahead and get started with our email. Because this is supposed to be just another regular show. Next week is the show that we're actually going to do the Game of the Year stuff. We wanted to give everybody plenty of time because I know how people slack because I do the same thing myself.
Which is actually going to be the first show in January.
Yeah, it's not going to be next week because that is Christmas. And there's no way in hell that Kobar and I are going to be able to get out of that whole Christmas thing to be able to record.
Well, I was actually told I could come back up here after Christmas dinner and record.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I just need to do some work on the missus then. See what we can't figure out. That'd be awesome. The holiday, the Christmas special. We'd need a cool name for it or something too, though. But since I suck at stuff like that, that's probably not going to happen. It'll just be 110. So. Okay, we did get a bunch of email, though, which we can go over here. This first email is from Fighter17, and the subject is, I'm getting to the point that SCEA must die. SCEA is Sony Computer Entertainment America. This week, Working Designs, one of the most famous localization gaming publishers, closed down its doors because their games keep getting disapproved by SCEA. SCEA has a long list of games that didn't get published because they are 2D. Some 2D games did not get passed by, like R-Type Final, because the game was in polygons. Some 2D games also get passed by because they were bundled together. If those games weren't bundled together, SCEA wouldn't approve them. Back in the PlayStation days, Castlevania's Symphony of the Night almost didn't get a U.S. release because SCEA at first didn't allow the game for its U.S. release, but later they changed their minds, the game goes on to become one of the top 10 PSX games of all time. Many shoot-em-ups didn't get a U.S. release on the PS2, but in Europe, there were plenty of them. I'm really getting to the point that SCEA are full-on assholes who judge games by its graphics rather than gameplay. SCEA really hates SNK because of their 2D games. They disapproved Metal Slug 3 and Samurai Showdown 5 for a US PS2 release. So SNK decides now to just release about all of their games onto the Xbox only in the US. This is a 2004 SCEA hit list of games that were blocked for the US market. Note, some of these games did have a European release. And there's a link here. Let's see. This list has some really good games. Damn SCEA. Damn them all. I didn't care for my grammar. And boy, yeah, I had to correct like 30 things in there. I was trying to read it. That's why it was a little rough. That was from Fighter17. Now, I printed off this list just to take a good look at it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's only like a hand. I was a retard and only printed like A through S rather than like the entire list. But just to give you an idea. Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare from Infogrames. Bomberman Kart from Konami. Broken Sword, The Sleeping Dragon from Dreamcatcher. Charlie's Angels from Ubisoft, Circus Maximus from Encore, Curse Eye of the Isis by Dreamcatcher, Dragon's Lair 3D, Ubisoft, Ghost Vibration from Atari, GeoGeo's Bizarre Adventure from Capcom, it's G-I-O, I don't know how you pronounce that, Gomon from Working Designs, Gregory Horror Show from Capcom, Growlancer 1, or I mean, sorry, it's Growl, it's G-R-O-W-L-A-N-S-E-R, Growlancer 2 and 3, The Sense of Justice and the Dual Darkness, those are from Working Designs.
But those actually got put out.
This was, I don't think that's 2 and 3 in that pack, though.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
2 and 3.
Okay. Kengo 2 from Ubisoft, Metal Slug 3 SNK, Neo Geo, Outlaw Golf. How the fuck did Outlaw Golf? I know Outlaw Golf and Outlaw Volleyball are out. Shadow, aren't they? I'm sure they are. I know they're on Xbox,
sure.
I know.
Yeah, I'm not entirely
and
sure.
I know Growlancers, because I have it. Well, there's a little asterisk by some of these, particularly by the Growlancer ones and the Space Channel 5 ones. And of course I only printed the first page and not the second page also, so I'm missing whatever that little notation is. Spirits and Spells by Dreamcatcher, Siberia from XS Games, and Siberia 2.
Oh, this comes down to when he was talking about the compilation things. Growlancer was a compilation,
oh, that's right,
so
that's
it got
right.
through.
Yeah, that's right. So it's like, you know, I mean, there's clearly some very fun games on this list, and, you know, we've all heard this before, that they will not allow these games on the PS2 because they don't want them, because they're 2D.
Well, yeah, and it's partly our fault as American consumers that we let them know that all we want is fucking graphics. That's why the PS3 and the Xbox 360, all they're really doing is pushing graphics. That's what the American
consumers.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Yeah, unfortunately it is, and they're screwing over the games, I think, because there is some fantastic games out there. Look at Contra, Shattered Soldier,
yeah.
R-Type Final, Gradius. You know, sure, they play like 2D games, and, you know, but they're all dope-looking because they use, you know, polygons and whatnot, you know, and they are 3D.
That's why they got out. See,
exactly.
SCEA doesn't want the PS2 to look like it doesn't have the burliness.
Which
to
is
it.
Retarded.
I know.
That is just plain retarded. I mean, these games are going to sell to the crowd that knows that they're good games anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to have, like, a full-on 3D game. It doesn't work that way. Simply put, every game doesn't have to be 3D to sell. You know, unfortunately, Sony really believes that, in America anyway.
Every game doesn't have to look like Doom 3 to sell.
Right, right. I mean, look at World of Warcraft. All right, let's see. The next email was from Doomlaser. Hello, C4 and Kobar. You are totally... Oh, this is a great email. I remember reading this earlier. You are totally wrong about the movie High Tension. My roommate loves girls with small tits who look like Keira Knightley and dragged me to a Walmart at 4 a.m. the day the DVD was released to buy it. I watched it drunk and then again in the morning, hungover, and I found it to be a highly tense and engaging film. I don't see how you can praise Skeleton Key, which also incorporated a similar stereotypical plot twist, and condemn this movie. Skeleton Key sucked, there wasn't a single masturbation sequence, and was almost about mostly about a locked door. High Tension was filled with the type of gore Jack Thompson would say is creating monsters out of our children, and that is somewhat awesome. Anyhow, I love the show and wondered if you could comment on the supposed GTA Liberty City Stories Hillary Duff hack that people are talking about. As ever, Doomlaser. Okay, now, first of all, about High Tension, you know, okay. All of this crap, if you haven't figured this out yet, we are not any kind of authority on opinions here, and we just like to sit here and BS about what we thought about stuff. It doesn't make us right or wrong, you know? And
this is a highly biased show.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is all our opinions, and I just happened to think that movie sucked. I kept falling asleep, I was not into it. I didn't like it. Skeleton Key, though, man, I was zoned in on that movie. I was really into it, and I thought it was fantastic. Everybody has their own opinion, and I'm glad that somebody can go ahead and write us and say,
mm-hmm.
fuck you, this movie was awesome, you know, I would have liked to, you know, maybe a little bit more something about it, though, not just my roommate likes chicks that looks like that, and it was good, you know, but still, I mean, at least you're able to say, you know, hey, this was good, blah, 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 and I'm not by any means saying that nobody should go watch this, I just didn't like it, and if, you know, hey, whatever, but I'm sure there must be a huge crowd for this, there must be, because how often do you see games that were brought over from France or wherever and then, you know, dubbed and thrown on to our, you know, like major video rental places here in the U.S.? I mean, it must be a great movie, right? Something like that doesn't happen very often. And so I see a wall of this movie, and that's usually how, you know, Blockbuster indicates to me exactly what I'm going to be watching that night. You know, it got a wall. It must be good, you know, and I just happen to not like it, you know.
Or at least popular.
You know, right, exactly. And a lot of people did, I'm sure. I just could not tolerate it. And I'm sure it's a decent movie. And I would have liked to have seen, you know, having him give us a rating using our money system, you know, just, you know, from the angle of somebody who likes it, you know. Anyway, this Hillary Duff hack on the GTA Liberty City story for the PSP, I spent a good amount of time trying to figure out anything about this, and I couldn't find anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
He even provided me a link here, and the link was just like for like people talking like on a like a forum kind of setup, and the only thing that I really got from it was that one, there's a fake screenshot going around showing Hillary Duff running around GTA, and two, there's that Sony is threatening people with lawsuits and making them take the information off their website. However, I couldn't find shit that proved it was real and or how to do it and or even what it is.
Hmm.
And I really don't care on top of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, essentially, it sounds like they were able to replace a texture or two.
Right.
That's what it sounds like to me anyway. Whoop-de-fucking-do. That's not that hard to do, I don't think.
If you're, like, into it and you know what you're doing, that's not a very difficult thing.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, you know, whatever.
They could put an insane clown posse person in there.
Yeah, you know, whatever, you know, whoop-de-doo. Now, I know that GTA doesn't run with, like, the homebrew stuff, like, on 1.5, because you need, like, I guess they added a new video decoder or something to the 2.0 and up firmware, and
right.
So the GTA Liberty City Stories does require at least version 2.0 on there, but that's not to say that there's not, you know, a lot of other stuff going on. Like, we've seen a 2.5 firmware loader. I don't know how well it works. I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, that sounds burly. That's awesome.
Yeah, if that works like I think it does and like it's supposed to, you know, wow. You know, that's pretty awesome. So, I mean, there's going to be things like this, and as we go on, we're going to have 2.5 cracked, you know, at some point. Somebody's going to do it. These guys are working on this kind of stuff all day, every day. They're even working on, like, a way to reflash your PSP if you brick it. You know, I mean, not that that's going to be a huge seller, but I mean, if they can come up with a cheap way to reflash it for you, you know, hey, they might have, you know, you could send it off to some, you know, crazy place and they'll flash it for you, or if they can make the thing cheap enough, you could buy it yourself and flash it with whatever the hell you want, and you could break it as many times as you want and test different things and whatnot. So that's pretty cool.
Well, and at the very least, that'll be a great thing for the people trying this stuff out.
Yeah, exactly.
Because now they can brick it and then fix it
just like that. Yeah.
Keep trying new things, and they'll be a lot more inclined to try new and a little more dangerous things.
Yeah, yeah. Which is how all the good stuff winds up coming out anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine how many times they fucked up a PSP when they were trying to make the original was trying to make that original downgrader. Holy crap.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they probably spent all kinds of money. Well, actually, they probably had a flasher for it already, but still. In any case, I mean, this will make it a little bit easier, and it'll open the doors for more people to get there, you know, to be a little more risky when they're doing that. It reminds me of that, I'm sure everybody saw this. In fact, we were just talking about this, that 17 security mistakes that Microsoft made with the Xbox. If anybody didn't read that, the story was on Slashdot Games, like, sometime in the past week. That was a hell of a good article, because it breaks down exactly what happened. I mean, starting at the first thing that anybody ever did to an Xbox. Now, most of us followed most of this while it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading about all this as it was happening, you know. I mean, the minute that software, the soft mod thing happened, what was it, the 007 game. I remember reading about it on the website. But this puts it all into a nice little article that would only take you a little while to read. And it explains a lot of what Microsoft did to kind of stop things like this from happening. Mistakes that they made, it shows exactly how they got around it. And they go ahead and they just say, look, Microsoft, you fucked up. Here's what you did. Here's what happened here. And some of the like lucky guesses, basically, by the people that were working on that, trying to hack it, were just amazing. You know, like they would stumble across something, and it was just like, holy crap, I can't believe Microsoft didn't look at this ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they find a way to exploit that, and bam, Microsoft is fucked. So they go ahead and they change whatever they're doing. They fixed it, but then they patch one hole, leave another one wide open, don't fix one. You know what I mean?
Create a new one.
Yeah, it was just bizarre. Like, and in fact, they did by using they found out that people were able to get the ROM or something out of it, so they had some kind of like new encryption algorithm for it. The problem was that apparently everywhere you look, it says this should not be used for whatever. Well, Microsoft just went ahead and uses it, but it was like no point because it was so easy to get past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my God, it was a good read, because you're just like, my God, how much did they pay those people at Microsoft to make this for them? And they didn't even pay enough attention, you know, to know some basic things about cryptography.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a shock. Anyway, it was a hell of a good read. I might have to put a link to that up in the notes or something in case everybody missed it or anybody missed that. We have another email from Elzair. And let's see, this is Dear C4N Kobar. What's up, fuckers? I thought I might justify the AO rating you give your show. Anyway, thanks again for the excellent show you produce. Keep on fragging. Anyway, I'm psyched at the upcoming release of Ultima 5, Lazarus. I could have sworn they were on, like, at least 8 or 9 by now.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I thought so, too.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Maybe they mean 10. Maybe it was supposed to be an X, not a V. Anyway, I guess we could probably look that up real quick, but I'm not gonna because I'm lazy. On December 22nd, 2005. This explains it. God, it helps if I read the whole sentence. Lazarus is a fan remake of the classic game Ultima 5.
Okay.
So I'm just retarded. If you own a copy of the original Dungeon Siege, for which Lazarus is a mod, I would suggest giving Lazarus a try. You can find out more information at www.u5lazarus.com. That's LAZARUS.com. I have been eagerly awaiting this remake for nearly 3 years, and I plan to spend the entire day of December 22nd playing this game. Booyah! In other remake news, I heard that Vivendi Universal has allowed the fan game King's Quest IX, Every Crown Has a Silver Lining, to continue development. It is expected to come out sometime in 2006. The homepage for this remake is kqix.com. And I remember they had to change the name or something, right?
Yeah.
Because, we saw this story too, I think even last week. And,
I can't remember if we actually talked about it on the show.
Yeah, I don't think we did. I don't think we did. But, what I think I remember reading was that they did shut them down. They told them to stop working on it. And then, 2 weeks later, all of a sudden, I guess they came to some kind of an agreement where they had to pull all references to King's Quest right out of it.
Right. They could keep all the gameplay and whatnot. They just had to remove the words that
King's Quest and make sure it's not masquerading around as one of their games is basically what they wanted, yeah. But that's awesome. That's really good news, when things like that happen. I mean, it sucks they get shut down. It sucks they get, fucked around with by the companies, but at least, the game still comes out. So.
Yeah, they needed to do that.
The Chrono
Square
Trigger.
Square needed to do that with Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
Just don't call him Chrono.
Yeah, They're spelled with a K. That would have been great. Fuck you, Square. Let's see. Also, if you are looking for an excellent computer RPG series, I would suggest Gothic and Gothic 2. In my opinion, they are some of the best RPGs to come down the pipe since Ultima 7. You can probably find them in the bargain bins now, but still check them out. There are two very nice reviews for both games at The Underdogs. These are long URLs. It's www.the-underdogs.org/game.php?game ID=3248 and 4709. Those are two different games. Has the review for the first one, that was 3248, and the review for Gothic 2 is at 4709. Alas, I also have some sad news for Linux gamers and Mac OS X gamers if they still exist. Microsoft has recently decided that its Vista ICD will only support Direct3D. OpenGL will only be implemented as a compatibility layer on top of Direct3D, and only OpenGL 1.4 will be supported. That's kind of shitty, because haven't we been using 2.0 now for a long time? Implementing OpenGL this way can theoretically degrade performance by 50%. You will still be able to install full performance drivers from the manufacturers, NVIDIA, ATI, etc., but you will not be able to use Vista's 3D Aeroglass desktop, so no eye candy for you. This will provide further incentive for developers to use Direct3D, and the number of portable commercial games will lessen even more. You can find out more information on this debacle at opengl.org. Well, anyway, Merry Mario-mas and Happy Game Year. Smells there. That's a real bummer. Microsoft is basically muscling their fucking 3D everywhere so that everybody has to use their own stuff, this Direct3D crap, which I never liked anyway. I was always a huge fan of Glide, and when Glide kind of took a shit, I really liked the way OpenGL worked, and unfortunately, it's up against Microsoft.
Right.
Which, sadly, that almost equates to, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
That's a pain in the ass. That's lame.
So everyone has Windows.
Yep.
So the developers want to do what they can to make it Windows compatible.
Mm-hmm. This is sad. It really is sad. It sucks ass. Anyway, we have actually two emails from Seal here, and the first one is about... I remember reading the first one, but not the second one. It was about Jack Thompson. Ah, dun, 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 dun. Dear C4 Cobar and possibly kidnapped co-host. A long time ago, in a land where people wore hats on their feet and hamburgers ate people, yes, Canada, I heard daily news online about the antics of Jack Thompson. His threats to EA because he thought that The Sims was some kind of haven for child molesters, his saying that the Japanese were dumping garbage into our culture, and that it was another insidious Pearl Harbor. That's a statement there, Jack. The Alabama trial, where he was suing Rockstar, Take-Two, and Walmart for allegedly making a game that was directly responsible for the murders of police officers. I mean, this man was a walking media whore. Well, actually, simply a walking whore. But it is finally over. On November 21st, this piece of gold came through the interweb. Jack Thompson had his Alabama law license revoked. The judge that was overlooking that Rockstar Take-Two Walmart case gave... not one, not two, but an 18-page report citing just why terrorist Jackie Thompson was not beneficial to practice law in that state. To add insult to injury, the judge submitted the damning report to the Disciplinary Commission for the Alabama Bar, of the Alabama Bar, for appropriate action. Now, I have no freaking clue what that is, but I'm guessing it's not good. Of course, Jack Thompson is a Miami attorney, so I assure that he can still practice law in Florida, but this is a hard blow for our little terrorist. This, in addition to the fact that America's Institute on Media and the Family have publicly disaffiliated themselves with him. The institute that dedicates itself to blaming the media for everything from school shootings to an increase of ovarian cancer, disowning Jack Thompson. That cannot be a good thing. What does this man have left? Apparently nothing. According to an interview with PC Gamer published in the January 2006 issue of the magazine, Jackie Thompson continued his threats against Penny Arcade. You know, the people who donated $10,000 to charity because, as they said, Thompson wouldn't. He doesn't have much of a leg to stand on. And that was it. For weeks on end, we heard nothing in the news about our terrorist, racist, Japanese thing. Remember that? Gay porn loving, seen his Amazon.com page for his book lately. Media whore Jack Thompson. Some boy gave him death threats. The boy landed in jail, but that was it. I remember seeing that, too. Some guy, some kid, I guess, was calling him or something. Mm-hmm. So this is it. Jack Thompson is gone. Sure, he'll probably try some new stint one day. Who knows? Maybe he'll sue the Make-A-Wish Foundation or something. I mean, he already sued the people making a large donation to charity, so suing the charity itself is only the next logical step. But with his credibility pretty much wiped off the face of the earth, no one will care. It's finally over. That's from Seal. That is nice. It's nice to hear good news like that, and I'm glad that people like Penny Arcade can stand up and actually lay down the law a little bit on them, somebody that some people listen to, you know?
Yeah, I thought I recalled us talking about the whole Alabama thing.
We did, briefly, but I like it when somebody who follows it a hell of a lot closer than we do puts it into words just because sounds a hell of a lot better and it's way more informative than us reading a paragraph or two, you know, on two or three different articles about it and
that
not
judge,
really following it so
that
well.
That judge should have sent it to Florida.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're hearing about it now. I'm sure they're all over this. They're probably going to put his ass up for review anyway, particularly if he doesn't, like, chill out. Anyway, there's another email. You got to love it when they email start out with the subject, shoot me now. This is actually also from Seal. It was sent later in the day. This is Dear Cobar C4 and Kidnapped Co-host again. I was Googling for the new Postal 3 game when I landed on the following. Postal the Movie. How can this possibly not suck? Unlike, say, Doom, which has a plot, however weak, this has none. Absolutely none. Apart from using a cat's rectum as a makeshift silencer. Worse yet, it's directed by Uwe Boll. Oh, God.
Oh, this guy.
The man who brought us the Alone in the Dark movie.
They actually contacted me to be the star, but I turned them down.
Oh, why was that anyway? Was it you just weren't interested in working with Uwe, or?
Well, they wanted to pay me in peanuts.
Oh, that's no good. What country was he from anyway?
It was there. Germany, I think.
Germany, yeah. You just no interest in getting paid in their Deutschmark or whatever they pay. Fucking okay. Now that Alone was so bad and half the audience died in theaters within the first 5 minutes from massive brain hemorrhages. This new Postal movie is going to be so bad that I want my money back just for wasting my time reading the news about it on IGN's website. And it gets worse. Have you even seen the previews for Uwe Boll's new film, Blood Rain? Usually trailers always look good, no matter how bad a movie is. Like, you know that a movie may not be the greatest, but the trailers still make you curious about the flick, still piques your interest. But the preview alone for Blood Rain was so bad that I literally had to grab wads of Kleenexes to stop the simultaneous bleeding from my eyes and ears. Just to give you an idea idea about how bad Ubi Bowl's work is, I put my fishbowl on front of my monitor and started playing through Alone in the Dark and Blood Rain trailers. Within 3 minutes, my fish imploded. Oh, God. And then we've got a, looks like a section of an article here. Hollywood goes postal. Ubi Bowl's direct film based on controversial game by Wade. Oh, this is from IGN. October 24, 2005. Running with scissors. Yeah, this is the, see, I like this. This is the article for us.
Nice.
You know, that I was probably supposed to read ahead of time and, whatnot. But I think, I don't know, we know plenty about this guy as it is and everything, so.
Yeah,
because he was doing, wasn't he doing Dungeon Siege also?
Was that him? He has a fat list of them. And
we know why. It's because he makes them suck anyway.
The whole
so.
Tax loop thing.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a load of crap. But that's too bad because you know what? A postal movie could be uber fat.
Yeah.
I would love to see a movie like that where it was just some guy pissed off at everything and his life sucks. So he just decides to say fuck it, kind of like Falling Down. Like, but it'd be way better,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they'd be like lots and lots of swearing, and we wouldn't have Michael Douglas there, you know.
The guy that looked like me.
You know, yeah, we'd have a guy that looks like Hobart walking around, shoving cats on the end of his shotgun as a silencer. It'd be fantastic. I could definitely get behind a movie like that. Now, our final email here was from a name I can't pronounce, I'm sure. It's Moss. It's M-A-U-S-A. First of all, you guys are doing a great job with Game Radio. I love the games that are simple and fun. There is one great game called Mount and Blade, which is currently being developed by a couple from Turkey. They have a playable demo up on their site, which lets you experience everything the game has to offer, but it stops at level 6, which is pretty damn good. The moment that I started playing it, I was hooked. It's a medieval action game that features some great combat with various medieval weaponry. I encourage you guys to check it out for something during the coffee break. And the website is www.taleworlds.com. TaleWorlds.com.
Very good.
Yes. I like it when we get recommendations like that for shit I had never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that is particularly the kind of stuff that doesn't make the huge news, like, Project
Offset.
Right. You know, like we hear about that only because it made giant news over at a place like Slashdot and the whole freaking gaming community heard about it and the rest of the nerd world.
As well, they should. That game looks like it's
going to Right, be it does. It definitely does.
At least the engine looks like it's going to be slick.
Is there websites out there? This is going to be my call to the listeners here. I need to know what I want is I want a list of websites that would track something like that. You know, kind of like hackermedia.org, like it used to be .net, like hackermedia.org tracked and listed all, like, new releases of new media that wasn't, like, mainstream media. You know, you've got a new podcast up there, bam, you know, you can go up there and post it on there, and it was fantastic because it was, like, the one-stop shop for everything you needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need something like that, but for, like, games, you know, and particularly indie stuff like this would be fantastic,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
A couple indie game sites.
Yeah, something like that would be sweet, and I'm sure they're out there. I'm sure somebody makes their whole life, you know, revolved around tracking this kind of stuff and posting it somewhere, and I don't know about it yet. So, I needs to know. Now, here comes the fun part of the show. The last hour here, you guys get to put up with, you can sit here and throw shit at your speakers or your car stereo, whatever the hell it is that you're listening to the show at, because I just about wanted to bash my own head in when I thought of this. And, let me just start out by, explaining what happened, okay? This is an explanation of events right here. And the best way that I can put this into words is, have you ever been sitting at your house, and I know every gamer has gone through this, where you're just looking at your pile of games and there's nothing that you're currently really like sucked into, you know, you're not playing, you know, an MMORPG that really has you gripped, you're not playing a fighting game that you can't put down, whatever the case is, you're just sitting there and you're just like, wow, I want to play something, but I'm not quite sure what it is, but I know it's along these lines, and that happens to me all the time. Sometimes it's RPGs I feel like playing. Sometimes it's first-person shooters I feel like playing. And what ends up happening to me when this actually happens is, you know, I'll install, like, fuck, I did it the other day. I installed Warcraft 3 just to play a few rounds again. It's a great game, mm-hmm. you know? I remember it being fun. There's games I haven't played that I sit here and I go, wow, I need to play that. I meant to get around to this and I never did. So games like Vampire Bloodlines get installed, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so on and so forth. So I'm sitting here, and I'm in a hardcore MMORPG mood. I'm just like, man, I've got to sit down and get my ass sucked into a game and
strap that belt around your arm. And
exactly, because you know what? MMOs are a feeling. They are. Seriously, there's something about them. You know, there's just, you get kind of hooked once you find one that you really like. You know, then all of a sudden it kind of opens up a whole new genre of games, you know? And so I'm sitting here, and last week I was trying to play Dungeons & Dragons Online. You know, I got the beta, so I'm doing better than most people who are playing the stress test, which is actually ends yesterday. And I'm playing along, and it's not quite filling the void as much as I would like it to.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly because every single place I turn on the glorious interweb, I get to hear about another game. And now, no matter where I go, whether it's some random place like Slashdot or The Enquirer, or if it's a game site like IGN, even if it's other forums, you know, for something like Neverwinter Nights, I was actually playing that too. That was a good example of me wanting to play a role-playing game. I got sucked into that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And every single place I turn, I keep getting slammed in the face with World of Warcraft. I keep, every single place I go, it's almost as if it's become a real place. You see maps showing up online and people's signatures. Come to our website. We've got maps for this. We've got interface hacks for this. We've got, you know, stories about this. And it's just like, it kind of gets on you. You know, it just gets on your fucking nerves. Because you're like, man, I played this game a year ago and it just didn't do it for me, you know? The problem is, it's not going away.
Mm.
It's staying there with you and it's grating on you, you know? And then it's really rough when you're sitting there and your friends, you don't even talk to them anymore because they play. And they don't want to talk to you, you know? It's like the same thing I did to Hunter. Hunter is playing EverQuest 2, and every single time I call him, that's all he talks about. And in fact, I have a little joke with his wife, that every time we talk, he turns the conversation to EverQuest 2 within two sentences. And it's hilarious, because he does. And he does it, you know, unknowingly. That's
right,
just been his whole world, and that's all he wants to talk about. You know, so I don't call him anymore. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Problem solved. Well, this happens to me with World of Warcraft. Like, a good example is Ode, who some of you may remember on the show a couple of times, a good buddy of ours. He, well, of mine, I guess you've never met him. But,
I'm not sure if I have or not.
Maybe. I don't know. But if it was, it wasn't very long. Maybe once or twice, or very many times.
I think we've done it on the, he's been on the
show.
Show like,
once or twice,
like
maybe
on
with
the phone.
You. Yeah, yeah, okay. So, he plays World of Warcraft, religiously, okay? And I talk to him about once every 6 months now. Okay, this is from every day to once every 6 months. Just because you can't talk to people like this. If you ever had a friend get hooked on an MMORPG, and I mean hooked like how people really get hooked, you know, not just like they have it installed and they play it once in a while. I mean the guys that actually play these games, you can't talk to them. And it's fucking fantastic being in that group because you don't really care.
Right.
You know, it's less like, I played Final Fantasy XI for so long, and I have been, but I don't recall the last time that I was that sucked into a game. You know, I mean, it's been years where, like, that's all you cared about. You go to work, and you're thinking about being off in some fantasy land, getting a new piece of armor, mm-hmm. or, you know, or going after that sword or dagger or spell that it is that you want, you know, and people talk to you, and you're not hearing their words, you're answering their questions, and you're still off fighting a dragon somewhere, you know, I mean, it's just great when you're off in your own little world, and it doesn't matter. So, I'm finding myself at work 3 nights ago, and I get stuck working with some of the new guys there, right? And my version of new is like maybe 6 months, you know? I say that all the time. I was playing this last week. It was like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's four of them there, and like five or six of the people that work there all play World of Warcraft. But I was working with, in particular, a group of four of these guys, and they started talking about it. And once you get, you know, it was a really slow night at work, and there I am, and the way where I work is set up is there's like a front counter, and there's a wall in the back, and I stand behind the wall. So I'm sitting there, and it's quiet, and I'm fixing computers and stuff, and these four are up there talking about World of Warcraft plenty loud. There's no customers, so they're getting, you know, loud, and they're if you've ever heard gamers talk about a game they like, you know exactly what I'm talking about, where it's just like they don't even finish their sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're just like, oh my god, and then I did this, and I took the big sword, and I stuck in the damn thing, and all of a sudden there was this light, and then, you know, somebody cuts them off. Oh my god, yeah, and then that guy comes around the corner, and holy shit, did you see the part with the, you know, you've heard those conversations before. They're fantastic to be a part of. They're absolute shit to not be involved in, and to have to put up with hearing.
I have no idea what they're talking about, or...
But you want to. And, you know, you listen to people sit there and talk about stuff as if it's the greatest fucking thing since sliced bread. And even though you know better, it's still fun to listen to. Which is why I listen to online gaming radio. They talked about EverQuest 1 for years, and I still listened because it was a blast to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I couldn't stand EverQuest. And a good example with EverQuest is I tried to play it one time, hated it. A year later, tried to play it again, still hated it. That was it. You know, I gave it two chances, right? So, as everybody knows, I'm probably their favorite World of Warcraft hating person out there because I maintain that I did play it. You know, I gave it a shot. I had a guy, like, that was 14. I think it was a warrior, though. And I had a guy that was, like, 10 or 12, probably a rogue. And I had a little priest named JC. That was awesome. That guy was badass. Kind of looked like Buddy Christ. And, you know, I didn't play like a mage or a wizard or a, whatever the hell else they have. They're like a
mage
a
and warlock.
Necro. A warlock, okay. So, you know, I decided I didn't like it. I didn't like, there's a lot of things I just don't like about it. The problem is everywhere I turn, there's this fucking game. So, fast forward to like 4 days ago, I'm sitting at work and I'm listening to these guys carry on and on and on. And of course, eventually one of them realizes there's a fifth person they're working with who's not involved in the conversation. So, they come around, they start talking to me. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I didn't like it for this reason, you know, X, Y, and Z. A, B, and C was better because of this. And as it turns out, one of the guys, that the guy that in particular that was talking to me about it, played Final Fantasy XI. So at least we had some common ground. Mm-hmm. So we got going on Final Fantasy XI, and that was like a nice conversation for me because I had, you know, lots of good things to say and then some bad things to say and whatnot. And next thing I know, we've got a nice little conversation about Final Fantasy going on while there's this WoW conversation going on. The problem is, WoW being like the stronger force in the gaming industry right now ended up
you
over.
You could say that.
Right, right. I mean, it is the, it's basically gaming as we know it right now. Yeah. It's terrible. And it basically took over our conversation. We basically got steamrolled by the other three that were still talking about World of Warcraft. And, next thing I know, I'm standing there listening to these guys tell me this story. And the story was something about like two high level rogues and a wizard or some shit, whatever it was. Sneaking off into like the other side of the world, you know, and I guess they saw a video. Somebody posted video, probably on File Planet or something. And I'm listening to this story, and they're like, "Oh yeah, man, these guys they snuck over. They're like a 60 this and a 45 that and a 60 this. And I guess it's a big thing to kill the king of the other side.
Yeah,
I guess you get all kinds of points for whatever. So I'm sitting here, and they're telling me this story, and I like. Whether or not it has to do with World of Warcraft, it's fucking exciting to listen to, particularly when somebody's telling it in a very exciting manner, right?
Wait, they were saying that three guys were trying to raid a capital city?
Mm-hmm. And I guess they got really, really close.
Really?
Close enough they almost could have shot him. Right, that's what I was told. And I guess there's video out there. I should go look around for it. I can't remember what server it was on, but...
I keep getting told that you go with, like, a whole raiding force to try to get to the...
I don't know how... What is it? Everybody has true sight and they can see right through everybody's invisibility, or what?
I don't know how it works.
Okay,
cool. And, like say that the... I can't think of the guy's name. The Tauren King.
Whatever.
Yeah, he's got a... He's got, like...
How the fuck would I know? You looked at me as if I would have the answer, and I was, drawing a blank here.
Well, and he has... Yeah, it was like, you remember Warcraft 3, they had the Tauren that had the big, like, stump?
Right, right,
and
right.
That was it. He's got one of those, and he kills warriors, and level 60 warriors in one shot.
Jesus Christ.
Wham! So I don't know how three dudes would ever have a shot.
I don't think, well, see, the point isn't to get there and actually kill everybody around him and take it over. It's to kill just the king.
Right, they but he's got guards on him.
Right, he does. And what they were telling me was there was, like, a 60 elite something guard next to him, but the king is essentially, like, a level 5 something. They were like, yeah, they could have probably dropped the king. I don't know. I really don't know shit. But that's not the point. The point is I'm listening to the story, and I know nothing about it. So, but it was really just engaging. I was just like, wow, that sounds like incredible fun. And, of course, the other guys that were listening were like, oh, yeah, man, that's so awesome, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden I'm hearing all these other stories about this great shit. And I'm just like rolling my eyes going, god damn it, you know, you fuckers, right? And, by the way, these guys are like 17 to 19, just to give you an idea. So, no, one of them's 25, though. One of them's 25.
And the literal age.
Literal age, right. Yeah, not level. And the guy that was 25 said something that really kind of blew my mind about World of Warcraft. Because I started complaining again, you know, like, rawr, you know, fuck you guys, the Battle.net kiddies, the graphics, the gameplay, the speed level, blah, blah, blah. I had my complaints, you know.
Right.
And the guy says to me, I hated World of Warcraft 2. I hated it. He says, but he played it anyway because he could play it casually and still keep in step with everybody else. Mm. Which I understand. That's a selling point for some. That is not a selling point for me in any way whatsoever. I think it's fucking retarded, personally. But he said, I hated that game, and I did not like it at all, but I played it for 1 month, and then I was level 60. And then it was the fattest game I've played in a long time. And I'm sitting there rolling that around in my head, thinking to myself, wow, all these MMORPGs piss me off when you hit about the end of the levels. Mm-hmm. You know, because all of a sudden you're at the end game here and you're doing the same two or three raids, you know, over and over and over and over, just praying for some decent gear to drop that's not going to go to you anyway. You know, and that shit really sucks ass. And I asked him, I was like, what the fuck is, how the hell, what on earth? You know, like, it was just, it blew my mind. And he said, the PvP is actually that good.
Well, there's tons of stuff to do if you're a PvPer.
Right.
There's all the different.
No.
There's all the different battlegrounds you can.
Which they they added, you know, not too long ago, what, six, yeah. 8 months ago or something?
They have four of them now.
Okay. And they only, that was not out at release. That wasn't out for months after release.
And you can go raid the capital cities with a bunch of your friends.
Right.
You can raid outposts. You can, there's tons of stuff to do if you're a PvPer.
Right. Now, mind you, none of this was even close to being released when I played this, you know, during, just before release. None of it. It wasn't there. I remember when they added battlegrounds to this a long time after.
So
I remember hearing
idea.
About it. Yeah, fantastic
being
idea.
Being able to do, like, capture the flag in a
yeah.
Fantasy so yeah. People have different roles.
Right. I mean, how fucking cool is that? So anyway, I'm thinking to myself, wow, that statement actually carries some weight with me. That's kind of a shocker. And I'm like, well, I don't know about that. You know, and I explained to them, I got a 10-day key sitting at my house and a 14-day key I've had sitting at my house, too, for about a month. And the 10-day, thanks to Ode, it's been at my I've had it sitting in my email for like 3 months now, just taunting me. Every time I go check my email, I haven't deleted it. I just hang on to it, you know, in the case that one day that might come in handy. So they're talking about it, and they get all kinds of excited and crazy about it, and the day carries on. And I mentioned the keys to him, you know, and one of them was like, shit, man, if you're going to play, I got a 3-month card I'll give you. And I was just like, oh, god damn it, I'm not going to play this fucking game. So what happens, of course, you know, 4 hours, maybe 4.5 of listening to these guys talk about World of Warcraft. So I go home, and I try to sit down and play Dungeons & Dragons Online, and I can't do it. I can't do it because I've got it stuck in my head that all these cool things are happening off in this other world. And I think, okay, fuck games for the night. I'm just going to surf and, you know, I catch up on my news and stuff. I wind up going to sites that I rely on for regular news. Real world fucking news, right? Mm-hmm. And what do I see in the mix of all these things? Some story about a Chinese gamer who hasn't showered in a year. Some story that they're changing the way that you walk up hills to keep people from cheating in World of Warcraft.
Right.
Some story about a new whatever for World of Warcraft. Some story, and I'm like, okay. This is a load of crap. So I go ahead and I download the client off of FilePlanet. It's like fucking nearly 3 gigs or some insane amount. So, you know, I got home like midnight and I sat here downloading a 300 meg patch. I download the client. It's like 5 a.m. now. And the whole day I had to sit here thinking about playing World of Warcraft. I'm like, I may as well just start cutting myself instead.
Hating yourself.
Yeah, you know, I feel terrible. So I mentioned it on IRC, of course, which was a bad idea.
Oh, yeah, I don't know why you even did
I shouldn't have said a fucking word, but, you know, I don't know. It's kind of fun to watch them get worked up.
Well, and you were hating yourself, so you wanted to get punished.
Yeah.
You can't cut yourself. So
that's exactly what it was. And so, yeah, I must have just been, like, my self-loathing or something that I decided to bring that up on IRC, which was ultimately a very bad idea, because I don't know, I really half expected to get, like, the one camp that was like, yay, and the other camp that was like, god, you're fucking retarded, but not from certain people. And I've discovered through the course of getting yelled at for about 2.5 hours, I can't win.
Oh, no, no.
I could not win, because if I, you know, first of all, the simple fact that I was installing it again, just to check it out even, just to fucking play a goddamn trial, was heresy. you know, and okay, fine, I can get over that, alright? Fucking deal with it, you know? It's not like I ran out and bought the game and all of a sudden I'm this monster fanboy and I'm wanking off to it every day, okay? Goddamn it,
but,
people.
But it might happen.
You know, but it might, okay, but see, now this is, yeah, that's the next part, is either I'm going to hate it again, or still, or, you know, hey, it's changed enough and the PvP stuff they've added is great, and you know what? I might like it. The problem is the same people that are telling me, oh my god, you fucking asshole, you're playing this game, I can't believe it, blah, 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 you suck, you already hate the game, don't even fucking play, blah, blah, blah. If I like it, or they're like, you're fucking retarded, you fucking suck ass, and you're a dumb shit. And I'm like, oh, you people suck, it's a different game. Then they start arguing with me. It's the same game. Oh, really? You're telling me that they add new shit every month and it's the exact same as it's been this whole time? It's not.
But they're the same people that were saying, you only played the beta.
That's the best part. They're the same ones that said, I never played. And they're like, you played it before and hated it, so don't play. But for the last 6 months I've been hearing, you never played that game, you didn't give it enough of a chance, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh my god. You know? So,
the worst
know,
part is I got the spillover.
Yeah, you,
they,
yeah.
They got tired of attacking you, and I started up, and they attacked me back.
Which was, that was completely uncalled for. That was, it was terrible. There was, Kobar did no wrong here. He didn't even know. he found out when everybody else did. You know, I was like, wait, you're downloading the trial thing? Yeah. Yeah. I got nothing else to do. Help me. You know, so anyway, that actually happened. I went ahead, downloaded it, installed it. Now it's like 6 a.m. Maybe about 5:30. I get it patched. I sign up for the account. I put in the 14-day key. And I fire it up, and I made the same character like one that I made last time. So it was familiar to me. You know, at least so I knew where I was going to start and roughly where I had to go for my first couple of quests just to make it a little easier on me to just check it out again, you know, so I wouldn't have to relearn everything and be completely in the dark again, even though I still am because I don't know anything about the game anymore, you know.
Right.
And it was the exact same. You know, I mean, it was exactly how I remember it, at least as far as this part so far. I mean, obviously, I'm just in the beginning, and I'm like, I think level 7 now. But I played for an hour that first day. So I ignore IRC, I sit down, I play for an hour, next thing I know, I'm level 6. Bedtime, it's 7 a.m., I was beat. But I thought, just before I go to bed, maybe I can get my girlfriend to play this too. So I burn it onto a CD and set it over by her computer so she'll see it in the morning, and I write down the 10-day trial key on the piece of paper, you know, and printed it out and wrote down the server and stuff, and I set it down, and that wasn't good enough. I end up going into the room. She's asleep, has to get up for work. I'm like, hey, install World of Warcraft. I got more shit from her than from you guys. What? That game sucks. Why? What's wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't know. I gotta check it out anyway. It might be kind of fun now, though. It might be different. But the biggest thing is, too, is I remember arguing for PvE. I remember arguing in favor of PvE. Mm-hmm. But after hearing the one guy at work tell me that, you know, that he hated it and it sucked until 60, and it's all about the PvP, which they've done really well, so he says, you know, that it's a different game. I'm like, okay. So I go on a PvP server because I really want to check this out now. And the problem I'm running into now is it's like, okay, it's, you know, the same game. It's still not a whole lot of fun to me. It's getting a little better this time around, I think. And I think it's probably because most of the bugs I ran into before are fixed, you know.
Right.
But I'm a lowly level 7, and I still don't know what I'm doing. I'm asking questions to the guys at work now, and they're loving it. They're loving it because they're just like, oh, I get to teach your noob ass something, you know. And they're telling me about how the skills work and the talents and all this crap, which is mind-boggling, you know. It's like it's trying to, like, learn a new language because there's so much to these kind of games. And it's pretty exciting, though, you know, to get involved in this. But it's weird because it's almost like I feel like I'm eating the forbidden fruit. Mm-hmm. I picked the apple from the tree. Because, you know, I was like, God damn it, I know I'm going to screw myself in the end. You know, somehow I'm going to get a world of shit for this. And I am. And that's fine. Because, you know, if I end up liking it, hey, fuck you all. You know, at least I'm having fun for a while.
Well, but it doesn't matter if you like it or don't like it. You're going to catch shit once it ends.
That's the problem.
Once you either buy the game and start playing it, or the 14-day key is and you decide you still don't like it, either way, you're catching hell.
Yep, I'm going to get I told you so, or I'm going to get I told you so. So I cannot win here. You know, and I don't.
But that's
really,
okay.
Yeah, because fuck it. The point is if you're having fun, you know. And I'm really excited to get into some of this PvP stuff because one of the big things is PvP. So this game has rogues in it, which I always tend to play. If you've ever heard me talk about any kind of, you know, RPG or whatever, I tend to play like thieves or rogues, assassin types, anything that's kind of defined as that category that has the weirder skill set, you know, than like your average like mage or fighter type, you know. And the pisser is that the rogues always get fucked in these games. Always get screwed, except for World of Warcraft. Everybody I know tells me how fucking uber they are. Mm-hmm. And so I'm playing along, you know, I'm like level 6. I'm like, yeah, I don't know still. Well, or maybe it was when I was 5. Maybe that's what happened. But anyway, I got some kind of skill that stuns them now. And then shuts off my attack so I can swing around behind him and backstab him again. And I'm like, yes, this is fucking uber.
And eventually, if you spec right and whatnot, you can get that stun to last a long time. They call it stun lock.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So, I don't know.
So you end up keeping your enemy from even being able to attack you.
That's nice. You know what's going to happen, though? Now that I... Like, okay, let's say I want to ping Blizzard to play. They're going to nerf rogues.
Oh! There's C4! Everybody quick!
Patch this shit! I guarantee that's what's going to fucking happen. I know it is, and do you know how insanely pissed off I'm going to be? And I'll tell you what, though. The ultimate goal here is to last me to oblivion.
And what I can see, actually, nothing says that they're ever going to nerf rogues. They're always going to be badass gankers. And
I hope so. I hope so. And the ability to, like, creep around pretty much wherever you want, unless you run into somebody with, like, some kind of Uber see-through, whatever. Mm-hmm. I really don't know how it works, and as far as, like, game mechanics and stuff, or if there's, like, a skill point system based on the level of stealth or whatever. You know, like, if you can put more points into stealth, if your stealth works better than others.
I don't know a whole lot about the stealth.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. What. And now the worst part of this here is poor Khobar.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm probably going to end up having to play it again if you get all in.
Well, you never actually canceled the account.
No, I haven't.
So, what kind of... I mean, where are you at right now, really?
25, 24, 23. Yeah, and
this is where the captain end the game joke came. And thanks to Modem for that one. That's the funniest goddamn thing I've heard.
Yeah, I have a problem. But the worst part is you're even playing the part of game that I never really gave a shot, the PvP servers.
Oh, okay. And now, see, that to me seems like it would be the saving grace for this game.
Well, and I catch hell for this all the time. People say, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I'm sorry. The group PvE in this game is not the cohesive, team-based strategy thing we're used to in, say, Final Fantasy.
Right, right.
It's just... I mean, sure, everybody has roles. The warrior does the tanking, and the
healers do the healing, right.
But it's just... any group I've ever been in, it's just... we're totally wherever. I mean, oh, we got someone who has at least leather armor. You can be the tank. Now, granted, again, that's low level, and that sort of thing changes. But it's still, it does not have that cohesive, like, everybody needs to do exactly what they need to
together.
Do in order to even survive. It's a little more loose, and it just didn't work for me.
Right. I don't like that at all either. I cannot stand that. But I have been told that for the most part, you can level yourself up.
Oh, yeah, you can. You want to go into groups because all the instances and whatnot you need groups for, and elite monsters, and that's where you get a lot of the really cool gear and whatnot. But you can, in fact, do just overworld solo quests and get to 60.
Yeah, which is pretty cool for me because it's like, for the majority of people I'm running into, anyway, like I have sat there and talked to a few people, and they're either somebody's alt or they're like, well into the game, you know, like they just happen to be cruising through the part of the world I'm in. I don't even know the fuck I am, you know, and they're doing something else, and they're like, get out of my way, noob, or they're somebody's alt, and they want nothing to do with you. Right. And I can understand that. I feel the same way when I'm, you know, playing these games for a long
time.
You know, yeah, hey, fucking noob, I ain't talking to your dumb ass, you know, and I can understand that, and that's cool. I can appreciate that. So unfortunately, what I see happening, to me anyway, is winding up as like a level, I'm kind of limited. I found out the other day I'm limited to 20 in my trial key, which all of a sudden hampers my little plan. I wanted to get to 60 and check out the PvP end of it and see if it was actually fun.
Well, and, 20 is even on a PvP server is where it really starts ramping up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. From really 10, it starts a little bit because once you go to 10, once you hit 10, you go into a zone that can have PvP and whatnot. But really, 20 is where it starts ramping up, even in the PvP server.
Nice. So right when it's starting to get good for what I wanted to check out, I can't.
Right.
You know. But the game was only like $30 down at Best Buy. I know. And then, like, online, I guess some people are saying you can get it for, like, 20. And if you can't, there's some kind of a rebate or something you can get, too.
Hmm.
Like, Blizzard has some kind of a rebate on their site that if you own it...
Because
and
their sales went way down.
Probably.
Because everybody owns it,
right, exactly. You know, and with it, that's funny, too, because I know Best Buy had it on sale here for $20 off for the last week. And I swear to God, we didn't sell any. I walked by the thing every day just to kind of keep an eye on it. You know, I just, this is what I do.
Well, they've literally started to run out of people who care. I mean, they've gotten so many.
Wait till the goddamn expansion comes out, though. Holy crap. It's going to be, like, hard to find. That's going to suck.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's going to be terrible. Because, you know,
millions of people just in America.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and now they're up to, like, 5 million people or something. How freaking ridiculous is that? Now, granted,
like we both said, a lot of that is like Korea and China
cyber cafe type things. Yeah, yeah.
Where they buy up a bunch.
But still.
But from a financial standpoint, at the very least, that's the same thing.
Right. Right. Exactly. And so, you know, Blizzard's rolling in the cash now.
Yes. and it's terrible. From a standpoint of a Blizzard lover, it's a terrible thing.
They don't need to work on anything else.
Exactly.
Now.
If I'm Blizzard. Why the hell do I care about StarCraft? I mean,
StarCraft 2.
StarCraft 2.
Yeah, exactly.
And what the hell do I care?
There is a camp that wants that game really bad. I want that game really bad. I would love to play StarCraft 2. You know, I would even buy Diablo 3. I really would. I know I would. I got sick and tired of 2 after a while, but I would still play 3 for a while.
I don't see any of that coming down the pipe anytime soon.
I don't either.
Now.
And then I guess they just had that convention, BlizzCon or whatever. And according to whoever, I remember, I think Ode told me, everything they talked about, World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, they didn't breathe a word about, like...
They're making more money than God with that.
Yeah. Why would they want to?
From a business standpoint, it makes no sense to even put resources into something else.
It doesn't. They need, you know, and... Exactly. The smoother those servers run, the more good things are going to be said about it, the more people are going to wind up buying this game. You know, the easier it is to connect, the less lag you have. I mean, they can only go up from where they're at, it seems like. I mean, it really does, if they would just put more money into it. And here I am thinking, oh, Christ, they probably still have all those lines and shit. I didn't have any kind of waiting in line or anything.
Oh, no,
the server, Gorgonish, or whatever the fuck it's called that I ended up getting on, is like a low population server, and I still see people all over the damn place.
Depending on what if your alliance or horde and what server you're on and whatnot, you may have wait times for the battlegrounds.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. They were still talking about that. They're going to... something about setting it up so where you can, like, pick the battlegrounds you want to go to, and if a spot opens up, you can pick it or just keep waiting.
They're also talking about making the battlegrounds cross-server.
Oh, wow.
So that you would essentially never have to worry about it, because there's always going to be enough people for at least one battleground.
Now, see, I feel like I keep getting burned when I play these kind of games, because I wind up with a group, I pick the class that's the most gimp in a group, and nobody wants you. So you don't wind up getting like the uber gear and all that stuff. Now, one of the things that I heard of, about World of Warcraft is that you can seriously go out there and solo PvP, like you're just running around by yourself killing people,
right,
which is fat. And then that's
gone down a lot since Battlegrounds, because people have a place to go.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But it still happens plenty.
Right. So you can like acquire some kind of points or something.
HKs.
I have no freaking idea. But somehow you can spend those points on gear. I was told there was gear.
You get points you can spend, A, in the battlegrounds. Like, you get honor, fame and whatnot in a certain battleground. You're able to buy from them now. Or if you get into the higher echelons of the ranks with the HKs, then you can gain gear for that.
Oh, okay. So see, that appeals to a person like me, who knows he's going to get fucked on the group gear. I'm never going to get to go to the fat Uber, you know.
Yeah, you are. Rogues that put out the damage.
It's the problem I'm seeing, though, is nobody wants anything to do with me. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, here's some guy who's an honest-to-God noob. You're not coming with our group. And I understand that, because I don't even want to be in your group, because I'm too afraid I'm going to fuck things up until I figure this out. You know, give me a couple weeks, I'll figure out the combat, and I'll be good, but nobody will buy that, because they'll be like, well, I already have my guild, everybody's already gilded, everybody's already know who's there, you know what I mean? It's just like, coming into a game an hour late, or a year late into it, it's just like, ugh, you know, who's this fucking noob?
I don't think it'll be
I remember treating the US PS2 Final Fantasy 11 players as if they were...
PS2Bs!
I remember making their lives as miserable as humanly possible. I mean, they deserved every minute of it.
That was the problem, though. You could spot a PS2B a mile away.
The difference on Battle.net is that everybody acts like that all the time. Unfortunately, but that's also what I'm running into. There's a bunch of 12-year-olds.
Well, yeah, I mean, that'll happen.
But if I can get myself to 60, fuck all the groups, fuck going to the awesome raid places that everybody wants to go and wants to kill these great monsters. If I can get myself to that point, and if I can just sit there all day and do like little stealthy missions around town, it doesn't have to be a mission assigned to me from some guy.
Right.
It would just be fun for me to go creeping through some town I'm not supposed to be in,
you're like
hiding in an alley somewhere, noobs walk by and I get to gank them, you know?
You
that would
what,
be hella fun.
Do what Modem does and like go into the big capital city, the enemy capital city, unstealth and just see how many people you can gank before you get taken down.
See, that kind of shit sounds like it would be a goddamn blast. It really does. It sounds like it would be so much fun. You know, so it's like I'd really like to get my hands on that and just give it a shot. It's sad that I have to work my way to 60. The good news is it's World of Warcraft, so it'll take me 3 or 4 days. I still have to put my jabs in. It's not like I'm a complete sellout fanboy.
You have a couple...
Just trying it out.
You have a couple things going for you that you're not taking into account, though. Not only are you on a low population server, and people like to move to low population servers because high population servers, there's problems with that.
Right.
And so there's plenty of people who aren't really new. They just look like they're new.
Right, right.
And they know what they're doing. So once you know, figure out what you're doing, you're not going to look new anymore.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's absolutely true.
So you're not going to have to wait till you're 60 before people are going to...
Probably not. Yeah, probably not. But, like, I
it'll
feel...
just take some time to get that, people knowing you and whatnot. And...
Yeah. I feel like I'll take to 60 because it feels like the road to 60 is, like, next weekend. You know, so it seems, like, too short to have all that social stuff happen. You know? But I'm of course, you know... exaggerating here greatly. I gotta get my jabs in where I still can, you know. But, I don't, it's weird because it feels almost like you've been embraced by the interweb again, you know? It's okay. I can go to a website that I went to before and they can read an article about World of Warcraft and I almost give two shits now. It's great. I don't have to like ad block half the news. Anything that has to do with World of Warcraft, bye bye. Now I can sit and actually read this stuff again, you know, and it's not like I actually care all that much yet, but I'm going to try to start staying on top of it, because if it turns out that this is something I can keep up playing and actually find myself enjoying, I'm going to for a while. Mm. You know, what the hell? It sounds like there is some really cool PvP stuff on there, and I start to wonder, man, those poor bastards on the PvE server, you know, that would piss me off.
A lot of people really like it. It's not... what, like I said before, it's not what, like, say, you and I or a lot of other people think of when they think of PvE. It's just a
right.
little more loose.
Right, which is a lot...
Not to mention, I like just being able to pick up a group and just go to an open area and fight some mobs. I don't... In World of Warcraft, you have to find someone who needs the quests that you need, and because you're not grouping unless you're in an instance or doing, like, quests for elite mobs.
That's what I've been told, yeah.
And there's elite mob areas outside of instances, but you're when you go into a group, you're doing a quest. And that's kind of cool on one side, but on the flip side, you have to find people who need the quest you need.
Right. Oh, it won't let anybody in if they don't have it?
Oh, sure, but
oh, okay.
Why?
But right. They're going to be like, well, fuck, I want credit for this. So.
Right. The XP that comes from grouping... it's from the quest XP.
Right.
You're going to get more XP just soloing if you're not on the quest.
Right, and you can only have like 20 quests in your damn log anyway. So that's not very many, you know. Or that might be a limitation of my trial key, do you know?
I don't remember ever. Well, no. Yeah, I think...
Mine said 20.
I can't remember how much it was now.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It doesn't fill up that quick.
I don't know, there's fucking quests all over the place.
Quick to do.
Yeah, they were. They were all like, turn around and find this guy. He's wandering around the forest, and I turn around and there he is. Yeah. It's probably partially, though, because like, I can turn it up to like the most insane settings on the video card, and I can see like 12 miles. I can see into the future, you know? There was seriously some quest where it was like, go find this person lost in the grove or whatever. It was some druid or something wandered over, and I'm like, where the fuck? And I turn around, and way out in the distance, I could see the character, and I was like, holy. Yeah. I was like, oh, Christ. So I walked over and talked to her, and bam, quest completed, 45 experience for walking 30 feet, you know? Whoop-de-fuck, well, it was pretty far, but still. It was just like, okay. You know, but I'm also happy because I get to play rogues that aren't gimped. Mm-hmm. Apparently they're fat, which puts the fear of God in me, though, as if they're going to be gimped. You know, and I'm hearing there's, like, upgrades for paladins coming and everything, and I'm thinking what they're going to do is upgrade everybody around the rogue.
They do that.
It's their no nerf.
Some nerfing, to be sure.
But some of it was retarded. I remember the warriors got a huge smackdown at one point because they were doing just like a ridiculous though. I mean, like, that should not happen. You are doing more damage than God. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, that was more of like a bug fix than it was a nerf, really, it seemed like. You know, there was like a flaw in their skill set where you could stack, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's got some good points, obviously, because everyone under the sun plays this game.
That's the thing, too, is it feels like a, get on the bandwagon, come play with us, let's go have fun. It's like, God damn it, I fought it for long enough, and it's like, God, they've changed a lot, and I still can't get away from it. I mean,
you can't go to the grocery store without hearing someone talk about this game.
Seriously, it's disgusting. It really is. So, I don't know, now, from your standpoint here, you've played this a while now. How long did you have it for?
A few months before I decided I didn't want to play it anymore. I can't remember exactly how many.
And you've got, like, how many dudes now, though?
I don't want to talk about it.
Captain Endgame here. It's got fucking 30 characters below level 25.
Yeah, and there's not even that many classes. I do have more guys than there are number of classes.
Well, yeah, that's cool because you get different races to mix it up. Yeah. Like, I really was looking at the dwarves for a rogue because they have that, like... treasure hunter thing or whatever that shows them on the map of the stupid boxes.
Plus strength means a lot more than you would think.
Right.
And the night elves are horrid with strength.
Yeah, but they've got pretty nice dex or agility or something, which actually helps. It makes up 50% of my damage, though.
Right.
The other half comes from strength. I was reading the damage. That's another thing I noticed about this game that I like a lot. Blizzard will come right out and say, this does this.
Yeah, yeah.
That does that. This is this. Knock yourselves out. Then you play fucking EverQuest. They're like, we're not telling. It's because it's broken, and it doesn't work, and you're trying to hide that fact.
No, well, part of the reason they do it is because they know from experience from the first one that people freaking love sitting there testing out all these weapons, trying to figure out
exactly
what's going on.
Not all of us, though. Some of us like to make an efficient character from the start and not piss away all of our in-game money.
Right.
You know? I would love to know where I should put, like, ability points. You know, I would love to know what I should, you know, what stats I should worry about. But if they're not going to tell you, it's like, holy crap, you know, this is fucking bullshit. Why would everybody's going to be walking around trying to make a well-balanced character because God only knows what stats use what, whereas, you know, let's say out of, like, the 10 classes on any given game, none of the classes know what you're supposed to have, so they have stats all over. But out of all those classes, you know, let's say the warriors figured it out. You know, let's say they know their strength and constitution or something. So you have, like, uber warriors, and every other class feels gimped because they haven't figured it out yet. You know, and they don't know exactly how to, like, rig the system to make their guys fat and uber. You know, that sucks ass. You know, you go to a quest in World of Warcraft, it tells you what you're going to get ahead of time, and it tells you what the stats are.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, you're going to get this sword that does this much damage, or this, you know, whatever that does this much defense, and blah, 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 blah. Do you want the quest even? Oh, fuck no. That's some worthless shit. I'll go find somebody else to give me better gear. That's kind of cool to me.
Well, you got to be careful with that because WoW is big into quest progression.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
okay.
That guy will give you this quest, and then you complete that quest, and now he'll give you this
quest.
Yeah,
there was already a guy that gave me, like, three, and I was like, oh, that's a fucking load of bullshit.
That's very common. So you won't necessarily want to decide, no, that first quest is not worth it. I'm just going to not do it. Because the third quest in that progression might be really fast.
Right, right, yeah, exactly. So it's like, I mean, I have been doing everything, though, just because, you know, I've got limited time. I've got 14 days to check this out. I got, you know, 12 more days.
Quest XP is where it's at anyway.
So, it gets pretty good. Like, I've noticed, like, killing guys. I don't know, killing guys was going pretty good for me, too, because I can just rip through guys, and I space out, and I watch TV all night.
But when you're killing guys, and then all of a sudden you complete the quest, and bam, that's an extra
little
bump.
Yeah. It was a nice little jump I was getting, and for completing quests, that's true. Plus, seeing the gear wasn't all that bad. In the worst case scenario, I can sell it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because with my Uber 7 silver that I have, I'm not exactly, you know, daddy fat sacks here. So I was doing stuff anyway, just whatever I could do to get some money. But, I mean, overall, I've noticed, like, the things that bugged me originally were kind of still there. I mean, for the most part, you know, like, the control setup was decent enough. You know, like, I didn't really have any problems with it. There was a few things I didn't like, and a few things were very awkward, a few which I've gotten over, and a few which I've fixed by being able to change the controls to something completely ridiculous that only I would use. You know, like, seriously, I have backstab on middle mouse click.
Very good.
Like, does that make any fucking sense at all? That is the best key for that. But, like, I sat here, and I tried, like, five or six different keys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you can't hit this easily and quick enough in combat. Or if I roll up on a guy, I hate, like, reaching up on the keyboard and hitting 1, 2, you know, whatever the button I need.
Mm-hmm.
I've discovered middle mouse click. It works out fucking great, you know. So, like, I've been able to tinker around with that, playing around with the UI a little bit's nice. I haven't gotten into all that crazy modded crap. I generally don't like the modded crap, for one. I really don't. And for two, this interface is actually pretty fucking nice.
Some of it's really good, though.
You know,
like,
yeah.
I was telling you earlier, there's a few things that, once you put them on, you will never want to take them off.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's definitely quite a few things, but overall, with, like, the initial, like, their setup interface, I just turn on a few extra bars and I'm good. You know, I mean, everything, I think it's nice. It's not in the way, like, some other games that I'm not allowed to mention because of an NDA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty slick, you know. The music I really haven't listened to that much, and it seemed to get on my nerves after a while, so I kind of spaced it out.
And in some aspects, I agree with you on the graphics.
Oh, yeah, okay, the graphics, I still cannot stand the graphics, but the architecture's nice.
The art style in plenty of areas is just, like, awesome. You go into an area, you just be like, wow, this looks really cool.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. There is. And fuck, I went into that second town out there. I was a night elf, so what's that, like, second little community out there called Dalinar or something? there's like a little lake out there. Mm. And I rolled out to this lake, and I was like, that's pretty fucking slick looking, mm-hmm. you know? That's kind
of
cool.
And especially getting to some of the better instances.
Oh, I'm sure they're all done
areas
up nice.
Isn't there. There's some really nice art in this game.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, I'm going to go ahead and call it the architecture, though. Because, mm-hmm. I don't know, as far, like, the graphics and the textures themselves, they leave a lot to be desired, I think. But when I see something from far away, I'm pretty impressed with it. You know, I really like it. The minute I get up on it, though, I'm like, God, this sucks ass. You know, I really, it bothers me enough that I notice it, which is a bad thing, you know.
You'd also get used to it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I'm going to, you know, develop
sit there and play for 8 hours and right, never notice it again.
It's going to be the I don't care factor at some point. It's going to be like, you know, who cares what it looks like? It's fun. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem is that it does flip that switch in my brain that says, God damn it, this looks like ass. How can they do that? You know, and then I keep seeing room for improvement. I keep thinking, why didn't they put this there? Why didn't they use this texture here? Why the fuck, where's the bump mapping on this, you know? I mean, I seriously sit here and I pick it apart because I'm spoiled by games like EverQuest 2, where the graphics are, they blow my nuts off, you know? I'm being serious.
Little eye masturbation.
Yeah, that's exactly it, you know? And I don't know, I think it's well designed, though. You know, some of the stuff I see is really like, wow, that's fucking cool. My biggest problem now is that I'm lost. I don't know where the hell anything is, so I'm just wandering around.
The worst part, especially for your trial, I might suggest picking up Dwarf instead, because getting to Ironforge, where the auction house, unless they made it so that the auction house is in all three places, I don't remember if that was officially done yet or not.
That might be the 1.9 patch. They're on 1.84 right now.
I heard that they were adding it to all the capital cities, in which case it doesn't matter, but getting to Ironforge, where at least the only auction house used to be, is a bitch.
Really?
Well,
I can't use that in the trial either. You can't use auction houses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then never mind.
Yeah, so it doesn't really quite matter anyway.
Yeah.
But I also want to put out a little word of warning here. This does not mean, for Christ's sake, people, that we're going to sit here and talk about World of Warcraft every week. Because it's like the Final Fantasy problem. Everybody thought that's all we were going to talk about was Final Fantasy because we did two shows on it. Mm. You know, we did one on EverQuest and people still lost their fucking minds, you know? But I will tell you, if this does become something that I wind up playing and something that Kobar gets back into, it's a very real possibility that once in a while there's going to be a World of Warcraft show, which is going to be nice because you know what that's going to do? That's going to take us out of the black sheep of the internet news category for games and plop us squarely back in with everybody else.
We'll get to be normal again.
Yeah, you know, it won't feel like we're ousted from society. We're exiled from the gaming community. Get out, World of Warcraft haters. You know, seriously. Now, you didn't even hate it so much. You still played it and had a decent enough time.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't like the PvE. And I should have given the PvP servers a much bigger chance because it felt to me like the PvE was just like, all right, here you go. It's like something to get you to 60.
Right, right.
Whereas okay. The PvP is like their focus, their right. main, their love.
Which is why that's really, I'm kind of
makes
focusing
sense because
on that.
It is based by a game where it is, the whole thing is PvP.
Right, right.
When you
know.
Play online World of Warcraft, Warcraft 3, you're
oh,
PvP.
Right. Yeah, right, yeah. That's what you're doing. Definitely.
So that's their love, and the same thing with Diablo. I mean, It's definitely Blizzard's passion, and so it shows that the PvP
right.
is really where they focus. It's where the balance of the characters comes from, which is also why you go into a group and it's not quite as cohesive because there's not characters who have no damage or anything.
Right,
and they're just
right.
they're just there to keep the group together. There's nothing like that because everybody is geared towards being able to compete in PvP,
which is fantastic. I think that makes for a good game. If Blizzard's good at that. Fucking make your game that then, you
yeah.
know? If they would have tried to make this like Final Fantasy XI, they would have failed so fucking bad.
Probably.
Oh, they would have fallen on their asses. It would have been terrible. One of the biggest problems, I remember going over in my head, oh my god, the balancing that these guys are going to have is a problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because Blizzard likes to patch the shit out of their RTS games for balance issues because, you know, it takes them a long fucking time to get it right. The problem is, they do. And it works out very, very well once they get it squared away. You know, and it's been a year now. Maybe they've gotten it to the point where it is like, ching, you know, bam.
Well, they're still working on it.
Yeah, well, I know they are. Yeah, they're doing Paladin tweaks next patch, I think I remember seeing. I was looking for something on the site and came across that little news article and was just like, okay, well, whatever. Paladins are going to be the race to play.
They've done Warriors. They've done Warlocks.
Well, they've gone over most of the stuff already.
They've done Druids. They keep pumping up Druids. I don't understand why.
If you just keep whining, maybe they won't realize you're fat. But yeah. I'm scared to death because everybody tells me that rogues are just too fat. And everybody's got one now. Everybody's just like, yeah, I've got a 60 rogue, and I also play a 60 paladin, and a 60 this, and a 60 that, and a 60 this, but I got my 60 rogue. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that scares the shit out of me, man. I don't want to be walking out into, like, this field, this, you know, whenever I get to see what this magical place called the Battlegrounds actually is, I picture it as, like, a wasteland, a lot like Afghanistan, right? I picture it like that, and there's nobody there. And then I see somebody come walking on the corner, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and I, all of a sudden I expect to see, like, 40 dudes take a swing at him, pop out of thin air, you know? I mean, that's fucking terrible. You can't have a game like that. You know, that's no good. So, because this... I'm looking forward to it, though. I really, really want to try out this PvP stuff, because the PvE is not doing it for me. I'm bored out of my fucking mind. And I'm like, now all of a sudden thankful that I can get my levels so fucking fast. Mm. Just so I can get the hell out of there, because it's not that great. There's nothing special about it, that's for sure. The only saving grace of it is it's soloable. Mm-hmm. If it was group only, I probably wouldn't have even gave this a second thought. Honest to God. I'd have played probably to level 10, you know, or whatever level it was in this particular game where it starts getting really hard to solo, and I would have gave up again and just been like, this game blows. You know? That would have just been it. But thankfully, the scenario you have instead, and I gotta say this, because this is the greatest image I've had in my mind for like the last 3 days. The image I have of people playing this in a cyber cafe, right? You put all these fucking people in there, all playing World of Warcraft.
Smoking 12 packs a day.
Right? Yeah, right? Piles of cigarette butts and soda cans built up everywhere. And all you hear every 2 minutes, grats! Grats! Because everybody levels so fucking fast. And it's maybe even the same guy 4 or 5 times in an hour receiving end of the grats. You know? It just happens that way. And it's terrible, but I think it's probably a really, really good thing for World of Warcraft.
It's also not that fast, but...
It's pretty fucking fast, dude. When you start a new guy, it's like instant. 5 levels. They may as well just start you at level 5. Well, it's ridiculous.
The same thing was true for EverQuest 2.
Yeah, you did level up really fast in that.
In the very beginning?
Yeah, you power through that.
Boom!
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I could get to 10 in like an hour and a half.
Yeah, 20 was not hard either. 20 was like 2 days.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, they turned on the brakes.
That also does happen in WoW. I mean, the...
Yeah, I heard it gets much harder. Like, it takes a whole 6 hours to get from 59 to 60. honest to God, direct quote. Guy I work with. Man, that shit gets hard. It took me 6 hours to get to 59 to 60. I wanted to slap the shit out of those guys that night. But I'm actually pretty thankful that they sat there and they were able to share some stories because, you know, online gaming radio they've been gone, you know, because one of the guys was moving around and some shit happened. And I guess they're not coming back till January. And it's been since like October since they've done a show. Mm. And I loved listening to it simply for their stories. You know, just to hear them talk about what's going on in these worlds, most of which I didn't care about because they hated, you know, Final Fantasy and EverQuest 2. You know, but it was still fun to hear about. And I just, you know, God damn it, I've been hearing about it for a year. So overall, though, I'm like, I feel pretty good, though. Like, at least I just needed an MMORPG to play. And I even tried fucking Dungeons & Dragons Online. I tried, what's that other one that sucks so horribly bad? Anarchy Online.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
there's a lot of them.
But... Yeah, there is. There's way too many. I was this close to buying the gold pack of Final Fantasy XI. I had it in my hand at work, and I was looking.
You want to talk about Ship from Rybo?
Oh, I know.
Oh my God.
I know. But see, the problem with that was, and I was talking about this with the one guy that was a WoW player now and used to play Final Fantasy. The only reason he quit Final Fantasy was it was taken away from him. He lives at home. He's 17, and it was taken away from him for so long that. The same thing happened now to me where it's like you couldn't get back into it. The economy's so screwed up. Everybody's 75. You can't just jump right back into that.
It's true. I mentioned that, and Hades made up a good point. Yeah, but you can go into Saruta Baruta and farm silk threads, and now they go for like ungodly amounts that we're used to.
10 times is what it was.
You can still... build up your guild, but it's a lot tougher.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like it's just worth it. However, I would kill to play that game with an Xbox 360 controller. I would love it, I want to play just to use that controller. I swear to God, I want Square to put out like a 14-day trial of Final Fantasy or something, or a 10-day trial again, just so I can play just for a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I just need to get that fix. And World of Warcraft is filling that need right now. Now, whether or not that's going to turn out to be something that's a long-time thing, maybe even a 3 or 4 month thing, it might not last that long, because Oblivion is around the corner. We're looking at, what, March 29th or something for that?
Yeah, my computer's not going to run that.
Speaking of which, is World of Warcraft installed on your laptop here?
Nope.
No! Oh, no!
it's on the computer at home still, but it's not on the laptop.
Oh, okay. Because I know what I'm doing in about 10 minutes. But that's okay. I got the download one sitting right there on the CD. So if you still wanted to hop onto the server that I'm playing on now, maybe dink around for a little bit. I don't
there
know.
You go.
See if you couldn't get back into it. Or if we're on the same server, it might be a little more fun. Because two people running around killing people. That might be fun shit, too.
There you go.
Yeah, man. Maybe three. Depending on what happens here. I don't know yet. But I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I'll get on a PvP server and...
Love it.
My first big-time PvP battle, I'm just running around.
You're going to fight me. I'm going to fucking duel you the first thing. I'm going to be like, come on, we'll practice on each other. Because I feel like such a noob. I need to find out like websites to go to. It's like trying to retrain yourself or something, you know? It's like, oh, I'm getting into a game, and it's not like you can just read the manual like you used to do when you were a kid to know everything about the game. Now you got to go online and go to all these websites, and the worst part is these people have a year's worth of knowledge on me.
The manual for something like World of Warcraft would be like...
800 pages long, yeah.
It would be like a Stephen King novel.
Right. It'd just be no way, you know? It's like, Jesus, there's more reading here than there is gameplay. You know, that'd be no good. But, so I need to go out and track down those websites and everything that tell you where to go and what to do, you know, or like give you a rough idea of your overlook of your class skills and your, you know what I'm saying? You gotta look into it a little bit, whether you're not here or one. I don't even know where I am virtually, physically located in the world, you know?
You're in the island in the upper, in the northern, eastern corner.
Okay, yeah.
On a flat map.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I need to figure all this out and stuff. And then, I don't know, I'm having a reasonable... fun time wandering around lost, though. Right now, I just don't know where the fuck I am. And it's kind of cool. So, yeah, this was a very bizarre episode. I did not foresee this coming at all. And the worst part is, when we do the next show, when we do the Game of the Year show, people are going to think my results have been skewed because of this little thing here. But I will tell you that my list has been done before I started playing this. So if you sit there and go, oh my god, okay, keep your pants on. My list was done before I started playing this crap. Okay.
Before I even thought about it.
See, yeah, before it even really popped in my
I know last year you were done with your list like a month and a half before we even decided to do it. You just I think you had to amend something that came out late. But
yeah, no, it was done like basically the day that I did the categories, you know, because I had a lot of time on my hands. I spent 6 hours that night doing categories and coming up with my list and stuff. So I'm ready to go. So my things have already been done. I don't see any other games coming out this year that I think could make the list at the last minute. I don't see anything that's going to be like the mega hit in the last two weeks of the year.
Yeah, everything's out now, isn't it?
It seems like, and it seems very quiet.
It is. I was reading an article that was complaining about like total number of blockbusters this year.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. And there's like 10, you know, if that, you know, and that's, you know, that's sad.
Well, but it's next year's a big hardware year.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's actually pretty common that developers are kind of holding back for the new shit.
Yeah, yeah. I could definitely see how that's working out. I mean, computers were pretty dead. Didn't seem like there was shit. Nobody played anything this year but Fear, The Sims, Civ 4, and fucking World of Warcraft. I swear to God, there was no other game played this year. Nobody played shit else. Okay, City of Villains came out. I heard so much good shit about that until it came out, and nobody tells me about it. They go, I went back to WoW. That's all I hear. I'm like, oh my God, people. Nobody's playing. Not a lot of people, anyway.
I can't stand that game.
Yeah,
I tried playing it. And it controls like
that's what you told me. You said I didn't ever play it myself, but I sat and I've watched people play. And I'm just like, I could not play this fucking game. I couldn't do it. I don't know. Based on looks alone, I could not play that game.
There's some aspect of it that looked pretty cool to me. But
yeah, character editor's fat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so fat they got sued over it. Marvel sued them.
I got into the world, and I, like, couldn't even move.
Really?
Like, I couldn't figure out how to even, like, talk to anybody. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
It was, like, completely opposite of anything I would assume it would control like.
Right, right. And that's no good.
Well, you get used to it.
Well, of course. And you have to, you know, I mean, every game's going to be a little bit different. But having completely counterintuitive controls is retarded. Right. Imagine if you bought Quake 4, installed it, and you hit your WASD, and you didn't move. So your next logical thought was arrow keys. They didn't move. And then you proceed.
Your brain would like,
yeah, you'd fizzle out. What the fuck? You would seriously lose your goddamn mind. And then you would come to find out it'd be like, you would be forward and like HJK. And he would just be like, this is not going to fly. Oh, but you can't change the controls. We didn't implement that yet. Oh, you would not play that game, probably. You would just be like, these controllers are so bad. You know, which is what I like, you know, about computer games so much more than console games. You can actually change them. And World of Warcraft have been very friendly with their controls for me. You know, because everybody knows I have some kind of like sixth finger or something that I can't control any kind of game because I bitch about controls all the time and they think I'm from another planet. But it's not. It's just, you know, let me configure them and I'll make it work. Mm-hmm. You know, I will. The problem is they don't let me configure it and therefore I can't play the game. I do not adapt that well because it's not natural to me, and I want it to be the natural button to press, and since they don't let you change it, fuck it. You know, the game blows. Bad controls, out the door. But, yeah. I think it might be time to go play some World of Warcraft. There are words I thought I would never, ever, ever say.
You are getting so quoted. Someone's going to take that little bit and do all kinds of crazy stuff with it. And even if they weren't, I gave them the idea.
It's over for me now. I know. And the worst part is it's not like I'm like hooked. I'm not like addicted to it. I'm not like hooked on it yet or anything. I'm still like at the...
You're trying to check it out.
Yeah. I'm not like, oh my God, this is so great. I don't feel that for this game. I just don't. I'm hoping I feel this for that game when I hit the PvP stuff. I hope I hit like beginning PvP and I just shit myself because it's so much fun. You know, I hope it's that good. I pray that all you fucking people out there are playing this game for a very good reason. Because if I get there and find out it's utter crap, wait for the shitstorm. Okay, this better be good. Now this is, and I mentioned EverQuest 1 in the beginning of the show, because I played it, because you know what? 4 million people can't be wrong. They were. Okay,
no, they were
playing EverQuest 1 because there was nothing else out there.
No,
we do
awesome.
Have choices now. And there is games that are better than this. Okay, there is, you do have a choice now. You didn't have a choice back then. You had Ultima Online, which is crap, and you had...
Seven!
And you had EverQuest, which was mildly better because it was 3D. Okay, and they were wrong. And I gave it a year. I gave it another year. So this is like the third year it was out, maybe the 3.5. And I was like, okay, I'll try this again. It actually might have been 4. Anyway, I tried it again, and it was still utter shit. I played it for another week, and I hated the game still. And I don't know if that's going to happen here or not. And speaking of which, I got an email yesterday from Sony telling me that they reactivated my EverQuest 1 account, which I never actually played for more than a week at a time. I played for a week, canceled. A year later, played for a week, canceled. They reactivated it last week for fucking 20 days or something, I think.
And yet they didn't even contact me.
who played for years.
I paid them for years.
That is bizarre. Are you sure? Do you still have like a current email address
today,
on that account? Really? That's bizarre. I did not expect this at all. And they didn't say anything about it. And it's EQ1 for Pete's sake.
Well,
why couldn't
they
have done it with EQ2? Something I actually paid them for.
I have a different email address than when I was playing EQ1, but the SOE knows about the
right,
new one.
Your station account should have the new address. That's so bizarre. You know, and I'm pissed because it's like, man, if they would have activated my EQ2 account for a little bit, just for even a week or two, it would have been fun to mess around. I totally would have done it. Totally would have done it just for a little bit, you know? I wouldn't have wanted to pay for it.
You want to talk about a game you can't get into.
What?
Fuck Final Fantasy XI. You can get into Final Fantasy XI. No one is starting fresh on EQ.
On EQ1?
Like,
that's
like
not happening.
Impossible.
That's not happening. Go, man, could you imagine them reactivating EQ2 and me getting hooked all over again because I hear it's fat now? Oh my God. That would suck ass so bad. But now I'm a WoW kitty.